house by madness. Madness. The exact word that could be used to describe our housing situation in Waterford at present. This past week alone, I've learned of 4 different cases where people were on Waterford Council's housing list for 4, 9, 10 and 11 years. Behind the facts and figures we read every day, people are struggling. Some are so desperate to find a home, they're buying raffle tickets left, right and centre. I paid a visit to Katie Barrett in Mount William and her niece Caitlin, who wanted to share their story. Following that, I spoke with some on the opposite side of this multi-sided coin. Local taxi driver Connor Ryan, who is raffling his West Waterford home in the hope of making someone else's dreams come true while doing good for communities nationwide.
We're here in Mount William in Waterford. We're with Katie Barrett and her niece Caitlin. And Katie, you know better than most what it's like to be on the council housing list. How long were you actually on the list before you found this house here?
I was a couple of months off 12 years.
Wow, 12 years.
Yeah.
And over that 12 years, what would you say it was like to actually be on the list? It must have been...
absolute hell.
Hell.
Literally, absolute hell.
Yeah, and really pushed you to the brink.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally, it's like so downgrading and shameful, because it's like you're getting nowhere. No one's listening to you. They're sending you from pillar to post and back again, and you're getting no further with anybody.
Yeah, and just about getting this particular house, I remember you said to me when the council offered you this house, you didn't even know where it was before you actually accepted it. That was the level of desperation that was there.
Yeah. I didn't know where this housing estate was. I didn't know this housing estate even existed. All I knew was that it was a 3-bedroomed house in Mount William. And I literally replied straight away when I got the letter to say that, yeah, I'm accepting it. I didn't see the house. I didn't know what it looked like. I knew nothing about it. Only a 3-bedroomed house. That's all.
And the difference in while you're waiting on the list and when you actually have the house, you've noticed an actual difference in your own life at the moment.
Complete difference. It's like a new life altogether.
Yeah.
It's a completely different life having your own house.
And you have 2 kids, is it?
Yeah.
And how old are
you? 5 and 7 months.
And while you were on the list and you had 2 kids, was particularly difficult that end of it?
Very. I was in a HAP house for 3 years, and I was told that I was to leave with a notice. I had to ask for a notice. And then I literally had nowhere to go. So I had a 3-year-old at the time, and you have him saying like, "Mammy, why can't we go home? Do you know,
yeah.
why are we going to this house and that house? Why can't we go home?" Like, and you're trying to explain to him then, how do you explain that to a 3-year-old that wants to know, like, where his bed is gone and why he can't play with his friends is gone?
Terrible. It's impossible to explain that to a child.
Oh my God. Impossible is not the word. Yeah. Every day. Every single day, where's his bed gone? Where's his friends gone? Why is his house gone? Do you know? You have to answer them questions every single day. Why can't he go home? Do you know?
Seamus Ryan, you would have dealt with Katie's application for a long time as well, and I'm sure you've been on the council for a number of years, but has the housing situation in Waterford ever been worse?
For the length of time I've been on the council, and as you said, I'm on the council quite a long time, I don't think I've ever seen it as bad as it is now. Admittedly, over the last year or two, council are starting to build houses, but nowhere near the amount of houses that the people of Waterford need. And I've often said it, that you'll hear people talking about the housing crisis in Dublin, and nobody is talking about it. We also have a housing crisis here in Waterford. Katie would have been waiting, as she said herself there, she would have been waiting 10 or 11 years to be housed.
Caitlin, tell me a bit about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 23 years old. I have a son who's 2 years old, and I'm living in a 2-bedroom bungalow in the city. There's 2 bedrooms and there's a bathroom and it's a sitting room kitchen. So it's really only 3 areas that you can kind of work from. I share a room with my sister, and she is 17. We share a bed, we share a wardrobe, and my mother lives in the house also, and she's not well. Kind of the main reason is because I'm not on the list long enough.
4 years, you said, is it?
Well, nearly 4 years. I'm on it since May 2018.
Yeah, okay.
They're not taken into consideration. They're kind of saying that my mother and sister's disability is nothing to do with me and my child's application. But I'm living in those circumstances every day, you know, so it's very hard because my mother's on an awful lot of medication, because it's like I'm looking after her, I'm looking after my sister, and I'm looking after my son. Like, I'm just, and we rented houses, I'm after trying absolutely everything. With the last 3.5 years, I've after trying everything, we rented houses, and I can't get absolutely nothing. I went to the homeless office and I was told there were two things I wasn't doing right. It was that I wasn't speaking properly or I wasn't wording my words right. I tried absolutely everything. After being to numerous viewings, and I'm getting absolutely nothing out of it. Just, it's hard because there's a lot of things people are taking for granted that, you know, when you do have a house and you do try and you're just getting, you're getting absolutely nothing from it. You know, and just feel like there's no one there to help you. And the Seamus is brilliant and Henry Maloney is brilliant. They have to be with me since day one. They have to try and absolutely everything they can try for me. It's just, we're going to have to come to a stop. There's no 2 bedrooms available. There's no 3 bedrooms available. You're only entitled to a 2. Even there's a house attached to my mother's next door, and that's a 2-bedroom bungalow. That's was on choice-based letting in May the 23rd of this year. I clicked on that. 3 people went to view the house. They got offered the house by the council. And then the 3 refused it. So you'd think you'd be next, you know. And then around the street, there was just 27 houses. And they done up a thing for me. It's not actually a petition, but what it is they done like a character reference kind of a thing. And there was more than 30 names was on that list to say that they think that I deserve my forever home.
Her mother would be registered blind.
Her genital neuralgia. Yeah. It's actually a nerve disease in the brain. So it can affect, it will affect the nerves to your eyes, your teeth.
It's 3 nerves in your face.
It's 3 nerves in your face.
So Caitlin is up here.
Agony.
Yeah.
Caitlin's
20,
up here,
like so. She needs 24-hour care, do you know?
And like you're 23 years old, Gail, like it's an unbelievable amount of stress to be under for a young person. And I suppose when you see, I know it's been so long for you to get your house as well, Katie, but when you see that it took your aunt 11, 12 years
to get out,
it gives you no hope. It doesn't inspire you, like it.
No, don't at all.
And you, I suppose you've seen the difference in what it's done for Katie and her family, and it would just be a massive relief for you. It would be hard. Just, Katie, why did you feel the need to share your story? I suppose it's just because you know what Blondin is right now going through.
Yeah, I know exactly what they're going through, and I know they're going to be years fighting it.
And I already know the answer, but just Caitlin, I mean, it would be absolutely life changing for you to get a house at the moment.
Yeah, and my son. It's not just that, I just to say as well, it's not just the council I've been on to. I told the council it's not just a council house that I'm looking for, and I'm adamant to get a council house because I know there's people on the list a lot longer than me. I did go to Respond, I went to Focus Ireland, I went to all them places, and they said it was up to the council to put me through for them. Like, I've been to absolutely everyone. If you go on DAF this minute, I think there's 3 houses on it, and probably 3 apartments at that.
Any young person out there that is needing their own forever home, it would change anyone's life to have children.
Absolutely, because it's just so difficult, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, I can see it for myself, like it's absolutely heartbreaking what the two of you have gone through and what you are likely to continue to go through.
Yeah.
So look, I hope for your own sake that everything does go to plan, and you know, we can only wish you the best, and we hope that by highlighting stories like these that we can help bring about a change in this, because if this doesn't change soon, it's going to be irreversible.
I first of all, I want to commend WLR for what they're doing with this at the moment, because somebody needs to shout out about it, because there's not enough noise being made.
No, there's not.
About it. This, to me, is the single biggest issue facing this country at the moment. It's the single biggest issue facing Waterford. I know we talk about 24/7 and all that. Very, very important. Of course it is. But
in the day-to-day issues.
In the day-to-day issues, I think the housing crisis is actually proving to be, because you can see the effect it's having on individuals, you can see the effect it's having on people. That's got the
it's affecting their mental health.
Yeah,
like
the pressure that's on
really
people
is.
Because they can't get their own, call it their own forever home. That's all they want.
Yeah, there's no help for anything. No help for a rented house, no help for a council house.
No.
There's no help for any of them. Where do you go?
Yeah.
You know, and no one listening to you or taking anything into consideration.
They probably are listening, but it feels like they're not. The amount of even children that's here, it's lovely to see. It's actually lovely. It's like years ago. They don't have phones, tablets outside on the street. They don't want to come in the evening times. They want all children. out there want to stay outside playing all the time, constantly. And it's so nice to see. But there you have 65 in one small housing estate. You have 65 families that you're after taking and giving their forever homes to. Do you know, there has to, something has to change, do you know, with the houses.
Absolutely.
It has to.
Katie, Caitlin, James, thank you all so much for joining us today.
Thanks a million.
The housing crisis is not just exclusive to Waterford City. Demand for scenic homes in the West Waterford area have skyrocketed in recent months. Having now headed east, Connor Ryan is raffling off his home in Spring Meadows. He joined me earlier this week to speak on why he chose to do so, the raffle process, and how a sports club in every county will receive a defibrillator as a result of his efforts. Connor says valuing the house has been difficult on account of there being such high levels of demand.
Well, the value of the house, it's hard to say now, Jordan, the value of the house at the moment, because, like, I got it valued maybe 12 months ago and it was around 210,000, but they're saying house prices are going up 17% over the last 2 years, so that would bring it up to maybe 240,000. So the whole package itself might be worth maybe 250,000, we'll say all in, if you got the 5,000 euro of the car and the cash, so maybe about 250,000. But Raf, I'll take 10% of anything that you make, and I would be paying the tax and the stamp duty for the house as well, and I'd have to pay off the mortgage that I owe. So the reason I'm doing it this way is I'm giving everybody a chance to win a house for a tenner, and I'll be able to pay off my mortgage. I'll have a small few pound left, not much, but I'll have a few extra pound. It's really why, and someone can win a house, and I know somebody who had a cardiac arrest and survived, and the only reason they survived was that there was a defibrillator very close, and it's helped save his life, and obviously it's helped save Christian Eriksen's life as well, and that's just why I said I go down this road. But it's hard work, Jordan.
Yeah, and with the demand that's there at the moment, like, it would be nearly easier for you to just say, is it about kind of, you know, the demand is so high that you're kind of thinking, you know, well, wouldn't it be lovely to give everyone an equal chance? Because when it comes to housing lately, it's just a matter of who outbids who or who knows someone that someone else doesn't. Is it a case of you kind of feel it's more of a fair process, or?
Yeah, well, like, I see for a tenner, like, you know, you'd buy a ticket for a tenner to support the soccer club to maybe win 40 or 50 euro or 500 euro, which is a great idea. But I'm just saying, this one is for a tenner, and some either couple are stuck, they can't get on the property ladder, they can't afford rent, they're looking for houses. Every day I see it on Facebook, they're asking Dungarvan for any place. There is not a house to be got. So for a tenner yourself, Jordan, or whoever, buy a ticket, and there's a chance that you'll win it. If you win the house and you needn't live in it, or you can sell it, you can rent it 1,000, 1,100 quid a month, or you can sell it and have the 5,000 and the car, you can have 250,000, which would buy you a fairly decent house. And if you were looking for a mortgage off a bank and you had 250 in the bank, 1,000 in the bank, they'd probably give you the mortgage.
Absolutely. Is this something that you would have considered, say, maybe 3 or 4 years ago?
No, not really. I hadn't really seen much about it, or heard much about it, but I saw a chap in Kilkenny that raffled it off. That was probably one of the first ones, so that probably flew off. And then there was a crowd in Donegal who done it, and a couple in Dublin won the house, which is great for them. And then the Dunmore East one was up, and I saw it. I just said to Alison at home, I said, I wonder would I try it, and I said, I'll go down the defibrillator route. And she said, sure, look, go for it and see how you get on. So I contacted Rafal, and yeah, just went from there. Now, obviously, Jordan, if it doesn't happen, I can still sell the house. I'll have no problem selling the house, because a couple of months ago I just put it up on Facebook, you know, people to just set house for sale in Dungarvan, DM me, and within 20 minutes my phone was just hopping.
Wow. Yeah, I think the demand is unbelievable. And just with the actual raffle itself, how have you found the interest to be there? Has there been many people buying tickets, or?
Yeah, well, you see, it's not too bad. Rafal tell me I'm doing okay. The house in Dunmore East was up there last week, which would take a lot of people's interest. And then there was a pub in Kilmacow, which was taking other people's interest. So hopefully now that you might be in the only one on the scene down this side. I know, I think there's one at Ferrybank as well, but the only one that, when I'm on the scene down this side, that people might just say, look, I'll give it a go for a tenner.
How long did you actually live in the house yourself?
I think I bought it around 12 or 13 years ago. It's in Spring Meadows. It's a really nice area.
In your role as a taxi driver, I say, even over the past few years, you've probably seen some things with people with housing and so on and all that. Like, it's the dynamic of it has changed so much in the past few months. Like, it's absolutely crazy. And whereabouts are you living now?
I'm living out in Carrageen with my partner Alison and my little girl Emily. So I'm going to, hopefully when the house is hopefully when it's raffled and someone wins it, that I'll move. I'm moved down there full time. I'm nearly there full time anyway, but I'll move down there full time, and hopefully that someone will be after winning my house in Dungarvan.
And you're originally from Ballymacarbery yourself, and
I'm originally from Ballymacarbery. I played hurling with Fermor Water and football badly with the Nair.
Being from Ballymacarbery yourself, even just with kind of rural houses and stuff, would you find now, say you decided, right, I want to move back to Ballymac, whatever else, would you find it hard to get something up there now if you decided to?
I don't think there's any house in Ballymacarbery for sale. I'd stand corrected, but I don't think there is. I haven't seen one, and I goes up the odd Sunday up to see the mother and father and the nephews and nieces and stuff with, but no, I don't think there is a house in Ballymacarbery for sale now. I stand corrected, but I doubt it. And they're just,
if you were, like, even if you wanted to move back up there, you'd probably have to build, and then you have the planning issue. Then, like, it's impossible for people, say, if you decided, right, I want to live close to my mum and dad, whatever else, it's relatively impossible to.
Oh, it is, because you've Irish Water and you've electricity and you've so many planning regulations, and to aerate it and no chimneys and air to water. It's just, I know all these things are doing good for the environment and all that, that's all very well fine, but I just think one-off houses now, like, it's virtually impossible.
Absolutely, yeah. And just finally, Conor, just a reminder to everyone, how can you enter it now to win this house?
Well, we're on all the social media channels, and it's Sunny Southeast House Prize Draw, and it's on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. And if you're going to Rafal, my house is in there, and you can type in Rafal on Google, and then if you type in 247645, it will bring you straight to my house, and just follow the link there. And please God, then someone needs it or badly needs it or has someone on the rental or someone looking to buy a house might win the house in 23 Spring Meadows, and that'd be great for somebody.
Absolutely. Conor Ryan, thanks for joining us this morning.
Jordan, thank you very much.
Whether it's students, renters, first time buyers, young or old, the current situation isn't easy. Sadly, our housing crisis will likely worsen before the clouds part. When will it all end?